Indictments in Arizona. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani among those indicted in Arizona for falsely claiming Donald Trump won the state in 2020 and submitting paperwork to Congress.
The defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. Whatever their reasoning was, the plot to violate the law must be answered for, and I was elected to uphold the law of this state.
Attorney General Chris Mays and all 11 Republicans and seven others face charges of conspiracy, fraud, and forgery. The former president is not charged, but described in the indictment as unindicted co-conspirator one. An attorney for Mark Meadows said in a statement that he had not seen the indictment, but said if he is named, it's blatantly political, and said it will be contested and defeated. House Speaker Mike Johnson and several House members on the campus of Columbia University this afternoon meeting with Jewish students who said they feel threatened by pro-Palestinian demonstrators on campus. Afterwards, he addressed the students.
If this is not contained quickly, and if these threats and intimidation are not stopped, there is an appropriate time for the National Guard. We have to bring order to these campuses. We cannot allow this to happen around the country. We are better than this.
About 20 students were arrested at the University of Texas Austin today. At the University of Southern California, police removed several tents. Hours after President Biden signed a security bill that includes a requirement that China divest from TikTok, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing.
I think it's important to underscore the value, in fact, the necessity of direct engagement, of sustained engagement.
Blinken said we have an obligation to manage the relationship between the U.S. and China. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Prosecutors in Florida will seek the death penalty for a mother who allegedly killed her child by forcing them to drink bleach.
Prosecutors in Osceola County, Florida, near Orlando, want to put Joanne Zephyr on death row for the killing of her 3-year-old child. Deputies arrested Zephyr 2 years ago when, during Mother's Day weekend, she is alleged to have stabbed her husband and made her 2 children drink bleach. One of the children died, the other was hospitalized, and the husband survived. The sheriff's office says Zephyr admitted to the crimes, though she claims to have been suffering from, in her words, a voodoo curse. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A new rule announced by the Department of Transportation gives travelers more protection when it comes to surprise airline fees.
The Biden administration says one of the rules will require airlines to give automatic cash refunds to travelers whose flights are canceled or significantly changed, instead of forcing passengers to request refunds and receive a travel credit or voucher. That rule also applies to travelers whose checked bags are significantly delayed and for those who purchased services like Wi-Fi that weren't provided. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the cash refunds must be issued promptly and have to be in whatever original payment method was used, whether it was cash, credit card, or airline miles. The refund also must be for the full amount, including taxes and fees imposed by both the government and the airline. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Reggie Bush has been reinstated as the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner more than a decade after USC returned the award. Bush gave up the trophy in 2020 following an NCAA investigation that found that he received what were then impermissible benefits during his time with the Trojans. The Heisman Trust said that it considered the enormous changes in college athletics over the last several years that now make some forms of athlete compensation permissible. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.